At 17 years of age, gubernatorial candidate Tyler Ruzick was too young to vote for himself in Kansas primary elections. In the United States, the legal age for voting is 18. So he showed up at the polls with his running mate, Dominic Scavuzzo, who was old enough to vote. Though many voters applauded their political enthusiasm, they were skeptical to elect candidates so young.
Well, it has to be over 21, I would say. But yeah, I think we need some new faces. Young faces.
I think it's great just to see them involved in politics. Whether they see it as a joke or not, I think it's kind of cool.
Not saying that they wouldn't be adequate, but other candidates that have many years of wisdom and experience would probably be maybe a safer vote, in my opinion.
I'm not sure that the young people have had the life experience that it takes to hold office like that. Because I think a lot of the issues, like taxes, are they even paying taxes yet?
But the candidates all say that despite their losses, they have been successful in one larger goal, mobilizing a young generation to vote and become politically engaged.
You know, I think I have been successful in Dominic and I, Joe, Tutera, Jack Bergeson, yeah, everyone else. We've all played a part in it, but I think Dominic and I, really the two of us have been, I think, the most successful in this, is that we're bringing young people to conservatism, bringing them more to the idea of individualism, bringing young people, you know, to the politics of moving Kansas forward. And are we going to change the system overnight or with one election? No. But we have made an impact. As a result, you know, an age restriction's been passed, so this will never essentially ever happen again in the history of the state. So we really got to take advantage of it.
All of us mobilizing 18-year-olds, a lot of people weren't really familiar with the voting process our age. I have a lot of friends that were actually more intrigued with voting. They all went out with their parents to vote.
We're actually having something on the order of the highest voter turnout in 14 years for the primary. And, you know, I'd like to think that's because of me, and it could be because there's a record number of candidates in the race, but I mean, you know, just having that record high turnout is a great sign.
After months of campaigning, the young candidates are proud of their work inspiring the younger generation and are looking forward to their future careers. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Overland Park, Kansas.